the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And today, we are going to be telling the truth about RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Wow.
Candidate for president, number three in the race.
You knew all the initials.
Well, no, I put an F in there. I don't even know. What is it? What is his middle name?
Don't ask me that.
Okay. DeVrom did all the research on this one, but like maybe some of the basic facts, like what his middle name is. What a great start to the episode.
Let's call him. Yeah, it's impossible to find out.
Before we dive into RFK Jr., I have to ask you a question. Are you vaxxed, DeVrom?
I'm vaxxed.
I only ask because you look very sickly, almost.
Yeah.
Is everything okay? Did you just take a vaccine? I just have to know, kind of on brand with what we're talking about today with RFK Jr.
I appreciate you asking. I know that it's only because you're worried about me. This is something going on with the camera that I cannot appear normal, but I'm going with it.
And you had the same problem with your mirrors, right? Like the mirrors are all broken in your house as well.
The mirror technology, yeah. It must be from 10, 15 years ago. They put in the mirrors. It wasn't as accurate. So I look weird in those two. The first thing I think we should tackle is that RFK stands for Robert Francis Kennedy. And of course, Junior stands for son of. Is that how it works? You're junior.
I'm not. I'm the fourth. So I'm not junior.
You're the fourth.
Yeah.
Sorry. You wouldn't even know. So why is he important? Why is RFK Jr. important? Well, he's a third party candidate. He's polling around 10%. So he matters. He matters in a close election. And he's in the news. So we want to talk about him because it's important to know.
I'm excited.
He was born January 17th, 1954 in Washington, D.C.
70 years old. Are people worried that maybe he's a little too young to be president?
I know I am.
Like only 70 years old. I don't know.
So getting into his early life, starting on a little bit of a downer, he became addicted to heroin at a very young age. That matters because he eventually went to law school, but he was arrested for heroin possession and did community service at something called the River Keepers Association. He ended up becoming an environmental lawyer, so people think that this shaped him a lot, spending time outdoors like this. He was obsessed with a variety of things outdoor-related, one of which was mercury poisoning from water systems. So that might come back into play later. I know I was shaped by my time outdoors. I grew up in Western Colorado. Spending time outside was important to me. Did you do that?
Yeah, of course. Love the outdoors. Time in Vermont.
Yeah.
Hiking, swimming in the lake there, Lake Champlain.
Okay.
I love the outdoors. I still do love the outdoors. National parks.
Yeah.
We've been to several national parks.
Growing up, we had a thing called the Colorado National Monument. And we would go there. And we would appreciate the beauty. We would look off of the cliffs and we would throw rocks off of the cliffs.
Throwing rocks.
It's a small town. There's not a lot going on there. So that was one of the activities. You're either throwing rocks or you're hanging out in a gas station parking lot. Grand Junction, Colorado. A little more about RFK. His father was the attorney general, later a senator from New York. And people may know this. He was assassinated during his run for president.
It's very sad. I watched the RFK doc series, the whole situation with him and the momentum he had, and then just killed.
This is a CBS News special report.
Tuesday night was a particularly joyous night. Robert Francis Kennedy was 42 years old and had just won the victory of his political life in the California presidential primary. Senator Kennedy was a very happy man as he made his way out of the crowd into the hotel kitchen, into the range of a young assailant. The senator was hit by 2 bullets. 5 other persons were also wounded as bullets.
This came on the heels of his uncle, also a famous K, JFK, assassinated in 1963 while he was president.
We know all about that. We were there. We went to Dealey Plaza in Dallas.
Jason, don't tell people about us being there at the...
We actually were on the grassy knoll.
We said we weren't going to admit to crimes on the podcast. That was like part of the deal we made with each other.
I think that we don't have to worry about that just because it's well known that Ted Cruz's father was behind the assassination or some way connected, according to the National Enquirer, via Donald Trump. He was somehow...
I mean, once it's on the front page of a trusted publication, I think it's got to be accepted as fact. But you're right. We were there. We went to Dealey Plaza. We saw where Lee Harvey Oswald fired from the window. It's very haunting.
Allegedly fired. Allegedly.
As we kind of go in on these conspiracies a little bit, it's not surprising that RFK Jr. and the rest of his family would be a little distrustful of the intelligence community, right?
Yeah, and you can imagine why he would, you know, battle addiction. Like, there's a lot of tragedy in his life.
Definitely. And also under a microscope and all the tragedy, and you can kind of imagine how that would take shape.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about who RFK Jr. is. This is a guy who's got the distrust of the intelligence community. He's got a son with severe allergies. He's got, you know, this history with heroin, with needles. He's got this experience in the outdoors that make him kind of obsessed with the health of the outdoors, specifically mercury poisoning in water, and all of this.
You can't blame him for some of his conspiratorial thinking, though.
Do I sound like I'm blaming him? Am I blaming him?
It sounded like you were setting up some blame here, but I know. You're not editorializing here. You're just giving us facts. I realize that.
There's a recipe here. A little dash of this, a little dash of that. You could kind of maybe understand why you come out with an anti-vax conspiracy theorist. Maybe.
I do. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I know what you're wondering. All of this is from his time previously, but what is he like now? So I have a little video.
I see a shirtless guy doing a push-up right now. Kind of jacked.
Yeah.
Not kind of jacked, really jacked. Whoa.
Whoa.
Look at that bod.
That's a fit boy.
That's a fit boy.
That is a very fit boy. He looks good. Is he, I got to ask the question though, is he juicing?
I don't know. It would be hard to be 70 and naturally that huge.
That is a fit boy.
That's a fit boy.
All right. So he cares about his body or he doesn't and he's taking steroids.
Right.
But this is a guy who, I got to be honest, if we're talking about the 3 remaining presidential candidates, he is the most fit.
Totally.
Without a doubt.
So there's a debate about, like, Biden would be, like, telling Trump, like, let's go out back and all. Haven't they threatened to fight each other a couple of times now?
I don't know. I remember in 2020 when he was running in Iowa, some guy, like, interrupted him. Not me. Somebody else interrupted him. And he was like, let's go in the back. Let's do some push-ups right now. Come on, Jack. Let's do it. Let's do it, big boy. I'm like, all right. That's odd.
Just based on push-ups, you'd have to give it to RFK Jr.
The shirtlessness is to show what's actually the mythical golden ratio. Think of that V. The brain reads that as healthy male alpha.
But anyway, that's the guy. Beefcake.
Nice.
Health nut, anti-vaxxer.
We need a beefcake president.
Yeah, he could be the first true beefcake president. And he announces he's running for president.
The moment you've been waiting for. So why don't you please make a lot of noise and welcome the next president of the United States of America, Robert Kennedy Jr.
She does not believe that. That is a bad acting by Cheryl right there. That was Cheryl Hines introducing him from Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's his wife, Cheryl, which is blows my mind.
What did you think when you learned that? That was his wife, this woman you had watched, I presumably, for years on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It kind of messed me up because they were like in 2 separate worlds in my mind, like a very funny show.
Right.
And then this anti-vax guy. who's like kind of like the black sheep of the Kennedy family. Cheryl, I don't know what, maybe they just laugh, they make each other laugh.
This is the dumbest idea I have heard in a long time.
You know what?
Please.
It's a good idea, because if it works, she thinks the prayer did it. That's what's so smart about it.
Now the idea is a genius.
It's not like how
yeah, he's the most visible candidate, other than obviously the big two. He was kind of in the running as a Democrat for a while. This he released when he decided to come out as an independent.
We'll beat the shit out of them.
Helping your party.
Anarchy across America.
Radical Democrats.
Republicans.
Whoa. It's peaceful.
Yeah, I was fed up too. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States as an independent. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I approve this message.
Okay, so what did you think of that?
I think it was a bad ad, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that is something that people are feeling. They're feeling like there's just such a divide in the country, and everybody's yelling at each other, and there is no working together on anything. And
you're excited for the election, but it turns out other people are not. You're excited about it.
No, I'm not.
You think he's capitalizing on people like being fed up with things and not wanting to see this election, probably.
Yeah. I think that, but I think that's a smart thing to do.
It is. Did you notice the outdoor theme again? It's like, these guys suck. Me, I'm outside. I'm hiking.
It's a motif.
Yeah. Well, it's a theme with him. It's called spasmodic dysphonia. I guess the way he speaks, people don't know what causes it or anything, but that's why he speaks the way he does a little bit, in case you were wondering. Here he is in an ad that you may have seen during the Super Bowl. So what do you think of that?
I thought it was an interesting use of $4 million, right? Like, how much is the Super Bowl? $2 million?
Isn't it a few million dollars for every, like, 5 seconds or something? It's a lot to spend.
It's a lot to spend.
That was an ad made after JFK's.
Correct.
A presidential ad of his. I don't think his family was very pleased. I don't think the people directly associated with JFK were very pleased. And he ended up apologizing for it halfway and then kind of took it back.
I think he apologized for it, and then he still like put that ad as like his pinned tweet. He was like kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth a little bit, being like, I'm sorry, but also here's the ad and I'm endorsing it and putting it here front and center for everyone to see. Okay, DeVram, so he's an environmentalist guy. He seems to like not want to be part of this partisan fighting. Is it bad? Is this a bad thing? Tell me why it's a bad thing. I know you're setting me up for this to be bad.
Okay. I can elaborate a little on here. You know, vaccines, it turns out, save a lot of lives. It's like part of modern medicine that has saved a lot of lives. He's a big anti-vaxxer.
You're saying that as like a very pale-looking vaxxed dude right now. So I don't know.
Are you vaxxed, bro?
Don't come at me with those questions. I've never said I'm against vaccines or anything like that.
Yeah, but you were making fun of me for looking vaxxed, which, by the way, I'm the one who can do the splits. So
prove it.
I'll throw up a video one day. If you guys are lucky, I'll pull out any number of videos of weddings I've attended. You can always count on the splits. Yours included.
I can always count on your pants ripping.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens during the ceremony, which I think is a little bit...
Ceremony.
You interrupt the ceremony.
People are always like, DeVram, you're stealing attention. And I'm like, listen, there's just one thing I got to do real quick.
Blackout drunk, comes in, does the splits, rips his pants, and then leaves. And then we don't even see you for the reception.
I did have a seamstress when I lived in the East Village. I had a seamstress that I would bring my pants to. And she'd be like, another wedding? I'd be like, yeah. But I think she thought I was into some pretty weird stuff.
I mean, it is weird stuff. She was right, but...
So he's got this anti-vax stuff, and it's well documented. He's written many, many books. One of them was called Cause Unknown. It was co-published by his anti-vax group. He called the COVID vaccine a crime against humanity, like pretty strong words.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull up one of his tweets about this. Must read in his new book, Cause Unknown, the epidemic of sudden deaths in 2021 and 2022, former BlackRock fund manager Edward Dowd details data showing that COVID shots are a crime against humanity. So he co-published with this guy, apparently. The kid all the way to the right, I mean, I just can't express how sad this is. This kid passed away. His name was Braden Fahey. Sorry, Braden Fahey. There was one problem. That kid was not vaccinated.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But they were saying that it was from the...
I mean, you saw the tweet.
Right.
You know, cause unknown, the epidemic of sudden deaths, called cause unknown. They're implying this, the COVID vaccine. In the tweet, it says it's a crime against humanity. So it's misinformation. It's careless at the very least, but like really dangerous.
I don't know about this guy. Now I'm not so, I mean, I like nature. I love walking in the woods.
Well, there's a dark side to nature.
Okay. All right.
If you weren't convinced now that he's fully on this anti-vax raft, we'll call it a raft. We're just talking nature. We're talking rivers. By 2019, Kennedy was the leading buyer of anti-vax ads on Facebook. So he's not just one of the voices. He's like leading the charge.
Good. He's putting his money where his mouth is, literally. So maybe that's shows that he really believes this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Which is maybe a scarier thing, I guess. I don't know.
It's scarier, exactly. I was wondering to myself here while I'm reading about him, is this misinformed? Is it for attention? But I think it like builds a brand. And I think that when you're advertising on Facebook like that, you're building a group of people who think you are this like truth teller. You're the only one who will speak up. Another nature moment for him. He said in a 2021 podcast, when I see someone on a hiking trail carrying a little baby, I say to him, better not get them vaccinated.
Just about anything? Or is he talking about the COVID vaccine specifically? It's 2021.
I think he's talking about the COVID vaccine probably at that time, but he's well documented, like I said, in 2019, talking about the leading anti-vax buyer of ads on Facebook. So I think it's something he generally believes as well. I don't know. There's something with all these anti-vax conspiracy things. There was like so many things circulating around. And I kind of can't believe people haven't taken a step back and been like, oh, no, that stuff happened. Maybe they were just trying to help us out.
I talked to some guy in Florida. He was like country something vaccine ID was like COVID. He's like, that's what it means. And I'm like, that's the part I never understand. It's like, oh, there's all this big conspiracy and the vaccine's like going to sterilize women. It's going to kill all these people or put a microchip in you. But then they're like, and actually we cracked the code. It's in the name COVID. And you're like, why would they do that? Why would that be part of the step if they were actually going to do that?
Always the question, like, why would they tell us? It's like all these conspiracies. It's like the JFK Jr. stuff. It's like, well, they're dropping clues. It's like, but why?
1, 2, 3. 7:37 coming out of the sky. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
I went to bring my dog to the vet the other day. I was thinking about this story of RFK Jr. stopping a random person on a hiking trail and telling them not to vaccinate their baby.
Yeah.
And I saw a guy with a Roadhouse hat on. And I was like, did you see the new movie? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, it's really bad, right? And I was talking to him about it. And he was like, well, you know, of course I did work on the movie. That's why I have the hat.
Let it on, let it.
Let it.
Maybe keep to yourself. Maybe you don't have to say everything you think, you know?
What I should have said was nothing.
Yeah.
That's like the microbiglia.
That's a good call.
Let me ask you this. He was like a gaffer? Was he working crew for it? Or was he one of the actors or writers?
He worked in visual effects.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I very nearly said, what was with all those really fake punches at the beginning? Almost. Did you watch Roadhouse?
I refused to. The first one is a masterpiece.
The old one was so good. The new one, I'm trying to figure out what is motivating this character. Why do I care? What is actually pushing him through the story? And I thought maybe the old one doesn't stand up. It's so good.
Hey,
Escort this gentleman to the door.
Well, what's pushing him in that one?
I mean, it's his job.
Did you see that shit?
That yeah. In the new one, you're like, oh, he's somehow been pulled into this. Why? The movie opens with him going to fight someone in like this underground thing. He's not trying to escape that life. I don't know. The old one, it's his job. He goes there to do it, and it makes sense.
He's good. He's real good. The name is Dalton.
You know Patrick Clare, right? Obviously, you were on the team with him at UCB. We used to live in the same neighborhood. I run into him all the time, and he was talking about Roadhouse, and I hadn't seen it. I think maybe I saw it like when I was very young or something.
Yeah.
Or scenes of it. But he like was explaining the plot to it, and he was like, there's a guy, and his job is to like clean up bars when there's like a seedy element there and like make them better bars.
Yeah.
And he's like, that is a premise where people should not die necessarily.
Yeah.
But so it's like a bar you're trying to clean up, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, so many people die. So many throats are ripped. And it's amazing. It really is. And the gratuitous sex scenes, it's great.
Also, yeah, I was going to say, they're just like, right off the bat, he's like, he gets this room, this farm with this lovable old farmer, and he rents this room because he's just passing through town, you know? And you get a great shot of a great butt shot of him just like looking out the window, and they mix it all in. Yeah, there's sex, violence. Patrick is right. Nobody needs to die. It's so violent, so fast. Like the first thing that happens when he shows up to be like, so what's my new job gonna be? What's this new bar like? It's like people are just trying to fucking murder each other, and not to spoil anything, but it gets. It only goes up from there.
Yeah. I would like to get a throat rip then.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway.
Okay, back to it. So he's become popular, obviously, with conspiracy types and COVID dissidents is what they're kind of known as, like Alex Jones. And people are starting to support him because he's kind of like this anti-establishment thing, you know, Tucker Carlson, Roger Stone, Mike Flynn, all these right wingers. It's just kind of wild, this figure who's like anti-establishment, but he's like a Kennedy, but he's appealing to the right. It's such an interesting mix of things. And the company he's keeping is odd.
I want to know what Cheryl Hines thinks about this. Like, it's like, how was your day? How was your day? It's like, oh, it was good. I saw Roger Stone and Michael Flynn and got a thing coming up with Tucker. And I know that she's like super anti-Trump, which is not surprising. But like,
that's a great point through her lens. Like, what is this life?
I don't know. Like, it's really a turn. And it's like you marry a Kennedy, you know?
You bag yourself a fit boy.
I mean, like Schwarzenegger married a Kennedy too, you know? Like it's a whole thing.
He's so fully embedded in this world, the COVID dissidents. And part of what did that was on January 23rd, 2022, he went to Defeat the Mandates March in Washington, D.C. Mm. And in his speech, just in case you just thought it was the vaccines, he said that Bill Gates would be spying on everyone with his 65,000 satellites, that the 5G wireless system would control all cash and food supplies, and that once vaccine passports were issued, there would be no escape. And then he's quoted as saying, even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did.
Anne Frank famously survived the Holocaust, right?
Yeah, that's his story of what the options you would have had at that time.
It's fucking wild.
We wish it was back in Hitler's Germany because there would have been a possibility of escape. Now I will invoke a story of someone who did not escape.
Yeah. Simpler times in 1930s Germany.
Fucking stupid and rude.
Rude, that's the word? It's just a little rude.
It's just a little strange.
I think it's something a little heavier. It's strange.
It's just a little odd. So it's just a rude parallel to draw, and it doesn't make sense. You kind of referenced this earlier, but he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He will also say that he is not anti-vax. He's written all these books. He's given these talks. He's the leading buyer of anti-vax ads on Facebook's, on Facebook's, on the Facebook's, he will still say that he is not anti-vax.
Just to play devil's advocate here, DeVrom.
I would love that.
I am not anti-vax. I've never said the vaccine causes any ailments or
paleness or anything like that.
Paleness. I would never say that. And so I kind of can respect where he's coming from. It feels like he's the victim of this like media blame game, getting the finger pointed at him, calling him a liar, when in fact he's done nothing wrong. That's just my two cents that I'm throwing out there.
Devil's advocate, or your two cents. Your two cents, or are you playing devil's advocate?
I'm doing, I think that's a little...
Got to pick one.
2 cents. Because it is, okay, two it's cents. Not devil's advocate, because I believe him. Because I believe him that he's not anti-vax, and because I've had the same slander at me.
Part of why you might believe him is because he points out that all his kids are vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
And so you start to think, oh, wait, is he not anti-vax? Wait, he wrote all these books, he gave these talks, he buys these ads on Facebook, but he vaccinated his kids. Why? Well, thankfully, on CNN, he was interviewed. They were able to talk to him about kind of this very thing.
So you have gained notoriety for your skepticism about vaccines. And over the summer in an interview, you said, quote, there's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective. Do you still believe that?
I never said that.
So stop me. We have the clip. Please play the clip.
Play the whole clip.
You've talked about that the media slanders you by calling you an anti-vaxxer. And you've said that you're not anti-vaccine. You're pro-safe vaccine. Difficult question. Can you name any vaccines that you think are good?
I think some of the live virus vaccines are probably averting more problems than they're causing. There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
People say that he does this and it's kind of a strategic thing. He likes to point to the fact that he's a trial lawyer and he's good at winning arguments. So how do you do this? How do you have plausible deniability about your anti-vax stance? Well, you just say other things sometimes and you can always point to those.
He talks. He, I think, is like gifted at just like speaking. And like being engaging while making up bullshit off the top of his head a little bit. Do you disagree with that? You don't think he's...
I don't disagree with you, but I wonder what's the value in that if it's not true?
Oh, I never said there was value. I just said it's a gift. It's a gift.
Well, he's out there, to your point, he's talking, he's engaging with people, he's appearing on podcasts. Various members of his family are not happy. Quote, he's trading in on Camelot, celebrity, conspiracy theories, and conflict for personal gain and fame.
Mm.
Jack Schlossberg, President Kennedy's grandson, said of his cousin, I've listened to him. I know him. I have no idea why anyone thinks he should be president. What I do know is his candidacy is an embarrassment.
Yikes.
But I don't know. I mean, what should we be taking him seriously? I mean, he did float a few VP picks recently, potential VP picks. Aaron Rodgers was on the list. I mean, should we be taking this guy seriously?
Aaron Rodgers as a VP pick is no, we should not be taking him seriously.
I mean, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. The other name,
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Right.
McMahon, I ain't got time to bleed, McMahon. McMahon, your toupee there looks
a
great, McMahon.
A famous person turned politician, governor of Minnesota. Yes.
I was in Predator. I was in Running Man. Wow. I was in Demolition Man.
Impression, you could have been in the running yourself. It was Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Name?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't
he went to 4 years of body school.
Body school, not to be called.
Yeah.
Jesse
yeah.
Ventura.
Ooh, the most beautiful body in professional wrestling. I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today, Chump Hogan. You could not beat me. You could not even beat Sylvester Stallone in the movie Rocky III. Check it out. I get more beautiful looking every day. Yeah.
Jesse the Body Ventura, elected independent, won in one of the biggest like upsets in modern political history. In I think it was 1998, he won. He became governor of Minnesota. Then, 9 months later, he, while governor, at SummerSlam 99, he is the special guest referee for Mankind versus Triple H versus Stone Cold Steve Austin for the WWF World Heavyweight title.
That is incredible.
This is how he called it. And this may be what you'd look at if he was picked as VP, which I know he wasn't. Triple H used the chair right in front of him. And you could disqualify somebody for that, right? I know there's like vague triple threat rules in WWF with that.
Of course. I mean, you can't bring in these...
The international object, as they're called. Foreign object. And what Jesse the Body Ventura decided to do was, he didn't disqualify him, but he didn't count the three. He said, if you can cheat, I'm not going to disqualify you.
I'm not going to give you the pin either.
I'm not going to give you the pin. So that might be what he would be like as VP if people
were wondering what he'd be like as the VP, folks.
So do you think he's tough but fair in a way? I mean, willing
tough
to sweep
but fair
certain things under the rug.
And willing
but also
to sweep
fair
certain things under the rug, and but fair at the end of the day, McMahon.
Is that a good impression?
It sounds good to me. Like, I don't have, like, I don't know.
Wait, have you checked out the lateral deltoid lately?
The lateral deltoid?
Check that out.
The reason I keep bringing Aaron Rodgers back up is because he was not announced as the VP and may have been disqualified for his Sandy Hook conspiracies that came out.
Those are the worst.
So again, if you think this stuff is not harmful, they traffic in the same circles, all of this conspiracy stuff. It's not good. It's bad.
You remember at Flattoberfest when we talked to Mark Sargent?
Yes.
And he was talking about all these conspiracy theories and the flat earth stuff. You can kind of just like be like, oh, it's wild that you believe this. Then he started talking about the Sandy Hook thing. And that one bothers me because kids died. Little kids died. And people are like so sure it's this giant conspiracy and that the parents, the grieving parents are actors. And to me, that is just like, there's no excuse for that. Even if you're that fucking stupid that you believe that, like take a step back and think about like, what if you were wrong and you're just harassing grieving parents?
Right. And then you put these parents in a position where they have to somehow explain the way they're acting and justify their pain and try and convince shitheads like Alex Jones to stop saying this on a huge platform. Imagining having to go through that, relive it in that way is just extra damaging and horrible. And so here you go. He couldn't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, I guess. Maybe that was the reason. Jesse the Body Ventura, why wasn't he available?
Because he ain't got time to bleed, McMahon.
All right.
No, Jesse Ventura, I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I think a lot of people turned him down, right? But maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, I did read that, yeah.
I don't know if the Body was one of them. We should say that the Body hosted a show on sci-fi or history or something. He had a conspiracy theory show that was just about conspiracy theories. So he's a conspiracy theorist in a way.
He's in the circle too. He's in the circle of trust.
I don't know which conspiracy theories, so I don't want to say. I don't want to slander the Body.
You don't want to slander him. Yeah. But there's a certain magnetic nature to all this. There's a certain circle that people tend to be gravitating toward. So anyway, he's RFK Jr. has this.
There's no ref to make the pin there.
Oh my
but
word.
How
you're
many times has that
this.
Happened to Hogan
just,
opponents? Gorilla.
Sticking with this. Trying to move forward. You can be the Body if you want during this conversation. That's fine, but I do want to move it forward.
Hidden power, secrets, cover-ups, corruption. You think you know the whole story? Think again. I've been governor, a Navy SEAL, a fighter. I've heard things that'll blow your mind.
No Aaron Rodgers, no Jesse the Body Ventura. We need someone else to take this very serious campaign into the next phase.
Robert F. Kennedy has named a Bay Area woman as his running mate.
I'm confident that there is no American more qualified than Nicole Shanahan.
Hi, everybody. And thank you so much for being here today.
The VP pick is Nicole Shanahan. She's a wealthy Silicon Valley lawyer. It seems like it's a play for young voters. Also, she's donated $4.5 million to help the campaign already, so it could be like a source of money.
Whoa, smart. Kind of.
She was previously married to the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin.
Hmm.
She went on to speak in similar themes that RFK Jr. would, themes of skepticism of vaccines, concerns about chronic disease and corruption in America, calls for a cleaner environment, and the elimination of pesticides and genetically modified foods.
I was just thinking it would be so funny if when she came out there to speak, she like got up there after the introduction, she gets up and she's just like, "Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Nicole."
And then she
chucks
a football past the entire crowd.
Tears her Achilles. So like, oh wow, she's really is the total package here. It's amazing.
Incredible. Perfect pick. You get all of them. This is the VP pick. Do you think there's any way this campaign goes the distance?
Goes the distance. Are you saying that
they win?
Okay. All right. Because I think that there is a possibility that he stays in the race till the end. But I do think, I'm hoping that Cheryl Hines is going to be the mole here to be like, if it looks like it's a close election, and it looks, or Trump, if the numbers stay steady and Trump is up,
right,
that she is going to be like, listen, Fit Boy, please drop out, endorse Biden or whoever the Democrat is, and we can't have Trump again because I know she hates Trump. So,
right.
Cheryl, if you're listening, help us. You're our only hope if that happens.
You think she's the X factor here? The world we live in. What did you call it? We were talking yesterday. What did you say?
We're living in a very dumb country in very stupid times.
But you're not unpatriotic.
No, I think that is a patriotic thing to say.
Yeah.
Actually, I love my country. I got to be honest with it. But to answer your question, is it possible for them to go the distance? I think, yes, it is possible for RFK Jr. to win the election.
To win.
I think he can. What? A couple dominoes have to fall, though. Trump needs to either, you know, be found guilty of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And the trial is damning to him enough to sway the moderate voters to be like, well, we can't elect this felon if any of these federal trials get off the ground.
This felon. I thought you said this fella for a second. Got it.
This felon. Also, either Joe Biden, like just something terrible happens with him, like embarrassing himself in some speech, some sort of terrible thing happens with Joe Biden, or he decides he's going to drop out. Whoever takes his place, there's like a huge controversy around them. A story comes out where it's like,
oh my, these dominoes are falling.
And this all has to happen like right before the election, where now RFK is the only person you could look at and be like, oh, he's still here. He's ripping
out
the ballots.
He's literally on the ballot. People are thinking, maybe this guy now.
That's the only way I could see him winning. Or if everyone in the country falls down. Bonks their head.
Literally falls down,
bonks their head.
And bonks their head.
They might be like, that's the guy. RFK seems really smart.
You're talking about a pre-ballot box bonk.
Yes.
For everyone.
Of everyone in the country. Well, because it's not going to, some people are going to still, even after the bonk, not do it. You got to kind of already be a little bonked before you bonk your head.
Right.
Don't bullshit me. I ain't stupid.
That's not true either, is it?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
That's a lie right there.
Bullshit, mama.
Let's have a moment of truth.
Yes.
Yeah. RFK Jr. says he's worried about all of us. That was the theme here. He's worried about all of our food, our media. He's worried about 5G. Most of all, he's worried about vaccines. With his constant contradictions, he often deflects by saying he's just asking questions. He just wants to stop all the bad things from happening. Who wouldn't agree with that? He's just trying to stop us all from getting sick, stop the poisoning of our minds and bodies, whether it's ADD or autism or the lying media or any variety of other illnesses. He just wants to keep us healthy. But what's the truth? Is he really just a nice guy trying to save us? After learning about him, I'm starting to wonder if he himself isn't just another symptom of an ill society. A society that's looking for a savior wrapped in a familiar name who makes them feel heard with his faulty logic and broken science masquerading as healthy questioning of the status quo that results in fewer kids being vaccinated and more conspiracies about mass shootings. Who knows? Maybe they'll develop a vaccine for him.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice, DeBron.
Wouldn't that be something?
Full circle.
Wow.
I loved that. I loved that. All right.
That's did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
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 America. All right. Well, that's the truth about RFK Jr. We have another whole thing we're going to talk about with RFK on our bonus episode on herohero.co/thegoodliars. You can get it right here down in our description for this episode. Click the link there. You'll be supporting us. You get a feature length movie too and all these bonus episodes.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal.
Feature length?
It's a movie? Big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal.
For going to Hero Hero and subscribing? Unbelievable.
That was DeVrom's research project, his school project, his book report on RFK Jr. And you did a great job, DeVrom. I want to say thank you.
Feels sarcastic, but I appreciate it.
I'm being sincere. I want to preface this by saying I'm just asking questions here. DeVrom, do you have any words of wisdom today?
Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you.
Also, there's the eclipse. Like, is it... People are like gone blind from that, from looking at it during the eclipse, you know.
Don't look at the sun.
Don't look at the sun.
We should say don't do that.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you, DeVrom, and thank you all for listening to The Good Liars Tell the Truth.
We'll see you on the next episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth.